Hi, my name is Eva Fernandez, and I wanted to welcome you to Career Hacks, Tips, Tricks, and Triumphs with Compassionate Consulting. Hope you enjoy.
This podcast is sponsored by
Venus Springs, Advocacy for Community Enrichment, LLC. We are a private practice that offers counseling and life coaching services for adults, teens, and kids. We also provide group counseling workshops and classes. To learn more about us, visit us at venusprings.org.
Hello, welcome to the second episode of Career Hacks, Tips, Tricks, and Triumphs. Thank you so much for joining us. Today, I really wanted to talk a little bit about networking. I know most people out there really don't like it. They really don't think it's fun. They really think that it's boring. It can be intimidating. It can be very artificial in nature, kind of a forced socializing. And a lot of people really, really will do anything they can to get out of it. But what a lot of people don't understand is how detrimental it can be to their career. If they just had a little bit of an attitude change and started thinking a little bit more positive about networking, I promise you their career would change. Now, I can also tell you that working with different personalities of people, I know networking can be very intimidating, especially working with people who tend to be more on the introverted side. I know them. They will do anything and everything they can to get out of it because a lot of them tell me it feels like there's a big spotlight on me and everybody in there knows how scared I am. It feels like everybody knows that when I open my mouth, nothing's going to come out. And you know what, Eva? Nothing will come out. And it's going to be embarrassing because everybody's going to know. And somehow they get into this whole thing where it almost takes them back to middle school, some middle school public speaking trauma or something. But the reality is that nobody knows. Most people going to networking events don't know each other. They might know some people, but you're probably not going to know everybody in the room. Now, if you do know everybody in the room, I hope you're either the host of the networking event or you're the owner of the place where it's being held. Otherwise, you're in the wrong room. You really need to go to networking events where you don't know everybody. That's how you meet people. So if we're talking about people who tend to be a little bit more introverted, it is something you need to go to. And I don't just speak for introverts. I speak for people who identify as ambivert and people who identify as extrovert. So what are the differences, right? People who are introvert tend to be a little, feel a little bit more intimidated. They're a little bit more wanting to keep to themselves and really not go to networking events. Doesn't mean that they're not professional. Doesn't mean that they're not intelligent. Doesn't mean anything like that. They could be brilliant, but for whatever reason, that's their nature. They tend to be a little bit more quiet, and that's their nature. Now, people who are ambivert are a little bit in between both. So that's something I really consider myself to be an ambivert, because most people I know really think that I'm a extrovert, and I'm not. And the reason I'm not is because I don't feel like I need to be on all the time. Like, I don't need to feel like I'm selling myself or friendly and want to socialize 24 hours a day. That's never been my nature. Now, I am a friendly person, and I am a person who likes to go to networking events, but I really need that quiet downtime. There are times when I don't want to be the center of the attention. I want to just, exist, right? I want to be the quiet person sometimes, and I want to be able to reflect. So I really identify with more of the middle ground. And then people who tend to be more extroverted tend to really love networking events because they love meeting people and shaking hands and talking and that's great. But the truth is that we need all kinds of people going to networking events. And for people who don't like networking events, I really, really hope that after listening to this podcast, maybe you reconsider. So, a couple of things that you can do to help get yourself prepared to go to a networking event. If you want to go to a networking event and you're feeling a little worried about it or not feeling, you know, completely sure if this is the right thing, I would tell you just to go for it. I tell my clients all the time, you know, the quote that says, do one thing every day that scares you. And I also tell my clients to go in baby steps. We do everything in baby steps. I'm not expecting anybody to go in leaps because I don't go in leaps either, you know. So what I do tell people, especially if they're going to go to their first networking event, is I tell them that first and foremost, prepare yourself, right? So think of the things you're going to need before you go to a networking event. So for example, you obviously need to have registered, right? So maybe it's something on Eventbrite or Meetup or, I don't know, some other website. So if you need to pay a fee for that, excuse me, you can do that. If you need to just register, you can do that. So make sure you have the location. Make sure you know where that place is. And the other thing you need to do, especially, I cannot stress enough, if you are looking for work, is get yourself some business cards. You know, I know like VistaPrint, for one company I can say, which I personally use, you can get business cards for $10 and you can get them very, very quickly. And you can have business cards that have your name, your email address, and your telephone number on them. Because if you're looking for work or you're looking for an internship or you're looking for whatever and you don't have a business card and you meet somebody who you really like and they don't have a business card, well, that leads to frustration, doesn't it? So if you can have some business cards at hand, that would be really, really helpful. And then also, if you would, when you're preparing, have something business casual, you know, depending on what the event is. You don't have to overly dress at all, but don't underdress either. Try to be a little bit towards the middle. So the other thing that I would suggest is researching the networking event beforehand. So for example, you might see some pictures on LinkedIn or Eventbrite or wherever you found the event announcement on, and see if there's pictures of the people or see if there's any write-ups or anything on them to talk a little bit about the type of networking event it is. You'll probably know if it's more of a business casual. You'll probably know if it's more of an event that's more salesy in nature, like it's a networking event for salespeople, or it's a networking event for maybe nonprofits, or just a general, you know, networking event for maybe a chamber of commerce or something. So the more you know, the easier it's going to become. Now, you definitely don't have to be an expert, but for somebody like me, I like to kind of know what I'm getting into. Especially if I'm going to spend money, I want to know that it's going to be worth it for me. So I want to be really mindful of how I spend my money, if I'm going to spend my money. Now, there are some really great networking events that are free of charge. So, you know, you could start with the free ones first. I know I have a networking event called Networking for Your Cause. I'm actually taking a little break from that right now. My colleague and I are taking a break from it right now because we're working on our podcast. But our events have always been free, our networking events, and that's been really helpful for people, especially if you're on a budget or your work doesn't pay for it or things like that. But anyway, getting back to preparation. Try to get there early. That way you kind of get a lay of the land, kind of see how everybody is, and, you know, go and introduce yourself to somebody. Here's the key. Find the person in the room who maybe is feeling awkward or looking awkward at least, maybe standing towards the corner or standing towards like the fruit punch or the nachos or whatever it is that they're serving, and just go extend your hand and say, hi, I'm Eva. So nice to meet you. Or, you know, hi, I'm Eva with Compassionate Consulting. I'm a career coach. What is it that you do? Something short and sweet. Really, 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 really easy. But again, it can be intimidating. I completely understand. This is why practice makes perfect, right? So, you know, feel free to grab something to eat, grab something to drink, and just relax. But just know a couple of things. This is what's happened to me before. I've made the mistake of going to a networking event, like maybe right before, I guess it's going to start like maybe 6:37, and I get there right after work. So by the time I get there, I'm like starving. I'm like, ooh, they have something to eat. So I get a plate, and then people, as I'm eating, somebody goes and introduces themselves to me. So I would really like think about things like that. So now what I usually do, if I can plan in advance, I really try to eat something first, even if it's something really light, because there is that occasion that you're going to be meeting a lot of people. People are going to be talking to you, and it's much easier just to have a glass of something than to have a plate of food in front of you and be chewing and eating when somebody comes up to you. So that's just something that I do. I try not to eat a whole lot. Or if I do, it's more like finger foods, something like that. The other thing that I do is I don't do what some people do. When I go to a networking event, I don't feel any kind of pressure. Like I have to meet everybody in the room, number one. And number two, I don't feel like I have to give out all my business cards. I know a lot of people are like that. I'm not really like that. I mean, I've done that before. I'm like, okay, I got 20 business cards, dude. I'm gonna pass them out to everybody there. You can do that, but don't feel like you have to, especially if it's your first time meeting somebody. You know, number one, your first business card is probably gonna go in the fishbowl, and the fishbowl is usually where they, you know, make drawings for, I don't know, raffle prizes and things like that that they give out, or things that are donated by the sponsors and stuff like that. So that's always cool. But just don't feel like you have to, because what you're going to end up wanting to do at the end of the night is all the business cards that you have, try to remember something about them. So I can tell you, I'm not the best person to remember everybody's name. So the first thing I do when I leave a networking event is I put them all down, I put them right by my laptop, and then in the morning or in the evening, depending on what time I went to the event, I look them all up on LinkedIn. And hopefully they're all on there and I connect with them. Now, if they're not all there on LinkedIn, that's okay, because the other thing that I do is I send an email, like an email to every person that I met. And just to thank you, it was so nice chatting with you. If you ever need anything, blah blah blah, by the way, here's a link to my website if you're ever in need of some career coaching. Again, thank you so much for your time, blah 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 blah. Short and sweet. But it's really important to do that. It's really important to connect with those people. That's the follow-up. So some people, you know, they go to the event, they talk to people, they get business cards, and then they lose them, or they just put them in their desk drawer and they never follow up with those people. Well, that's a potential loss of business opportunity or even a friendship. You know, you just don't know. But what I will tell you is when you go to a networking event, especially if you tend to be more on the introvert side, you're gonna find those people that really like to talk. And if you're more on the introverted side, if you just find those people, let them talk. Let them talk. Introverts tend to be very good at listening, really listening, and extroverts tend to like to talk, right? And so it's going to be okay. Just don't feel like when you're in the middle of the conversation, if you feel like it's going nowhere, and I've been that way, I feel like, okay, what is this person talking to me about? I'm completely lost. I'm really not interested. You can excuse yourself. You know, if you feel like that conversation is going a little too long, you can excuse yourself, say, oh, thank you so much. It's great. I really want to kind of make the rounds and meet everybody here. There's things you can do. There are people who will go and give you a business card and walk on to every single person and, you know, literally pass every business card out and then walk out the door. Those people are not genuine. They're not trying to make a genuine connection. What they're trying to do is make a sale one way or another. Either they're trying to get you to buy their insurance or whatever it is they're selling, or maybe their boss told them, go to a networking event, give out your business cards, you know, or collect as many business cards as you can. I really don't, you know, do that, because if I go to a networking event and I have 3 business cards and those people are genuine people that I can do business with or I genuinely like, then that's a good thing. Now, I will tell you, there are different types of networking events that you can go to. Now, I've been to networking events where literally it's a happy hour and everybody is just drinking. Truly, it's just almost a get together, and that's okay. But if I know that, and that's my intention, is not to just hang out and chit chat, my intention is to meet some people, that might not be the best one for me. Sometimes it is, but it isn't always, right? Sometimes I like to go to networking events in the morning. Now, I'm not an early bird, but this particular one that I'm talking about is a chamber event. And I think it starts like at 7 or 7:30 in the morning. They have about 100 people there, and it's a speed networking event. So I really like that, because those people who go to a speed networking, like, they more mean business. And so they're not there to just kind of like shoot the breeze, hang out. These people are, I got an hour and a half. I want to meet everybody in this room and see who I connect with. Now, that's something I might recommend if you're more on the introverted side, because you don't have to make long conversations with people, right? So basically what you're going to do is you're going to be in a room with, you know, 100 people, 50 people, whatever it is. And on that round table that you're sitting on, you're going to have 30 seconds to talk. But so are the other 7 or 8 people next to you. So, and then they rotate, right? So you end up going through every table and meeting everybody, but you're not stuck with these long, like, awkward pauses and, oh, I don't know what to say. Should I extend my hand? Should I not? With those, you just go. Everybody goes, you meet everybody, and those are actually my favorite. Now, there are other networking events that kind of incorporate different things. I know in the past when I did my networking for your cause, one of the things my colleague Sophia and I would do is maybe we would do like icebreakers. Or another thing that we did is we had guest speakers. So for the first hour of the networking event, it was 3 guest speakers, and they were talking about their nonprofit, talking about their needs and things like that, and if they needed volunteers or events or whatever that was going on with them. And then the last 30 minutes of the evening, everybody networked. So for me, I really thought that that was really helpful, because at the end of the evening, people knew, like, oh, we've got at least 3 people I can go to and talk to, right? These are these speakers or people that I met in an icebreaker that we did beforehand, you know, and so people tend to kind of know who they want to talk to, versus your more traditional networking event where people just stand there with a name tag and they're like, oh gosh, somebody please talk to me, somebody come up to me, or I need to go make an effort to go up to somebody. So it can be awkward, and it's really important to really feel confident when you go into these events. You know, sometimes you need to give yourself a pep talk. Sometimes you might need to listen to your favorite song or whatever it is that's going to encourage you. Another thing that I would advise is even bringing a buddy with you. You know, sometimes bring in somebody, and I had an old colleague of mine that her and I were the 2 recruiters, and we would go to, our organization had networking events, and her and I would be like, okay, I'll take the left side of the room, you take the right side, and we would meet everybody in the room. And it was so much fun because it was kind of a game and we talked to everybody, but, you know, we did it, you know, in pure kindness and genuineness, and it was super fun. So having a buddy, having, you know, somebody who can build that confidence in you and say, okay, you can do it. Yes, you can do it. And that's going to really be helpful. So the other thing that I would just kind of say is that there are people who will say, well, I can't go to a networking event unless I have some drinks. So, you know, liquid courage, right? That's okay. But Don't have too many, especially if you're not used to it, because I have known people who have gone to networking events, had a little too much to drink, and then somebody wanted to talk to them, and after the conversation, they said, did I make any sense? Did it come out right? Was I slurring? You don't want that, right? So you don't know who's looking at you, and you don't know who's at that networking event. So moderation is usually key. I'd advise it, or even abstaining, you know. But you know yourself, and you know your personality, and you know how you are. So don't feel like you have to be there the entire time. Don't feel like you have to be there right at the beginning and right till the end. You know, do with what feels good to you. But understand that the people that you meet at this networking event, after you connect with them, can be key to helping you down the line. That may not happen immediately, but I promise you, there are going to be people that you meet, and sooner or later, they're going to be like, I'm looking for someone in this field. Oh my goodness. That's right. David does that work. I wonder if he's looking. You're going to get those connections. You're going to get those offers. You're going to get, build those relationships or those collaborations or those friendships. But what it takes is stepping out of your comfort zone, and what it takes is, you know, really self-belief, self-confidence, and knowing, like, I'm not just doing this because my boss asked me to. I'm not just doing this because, you know, somebody thinks it's a good thing for me to do. I'm doing this for myself, because what I want to do is I want to grow professionally. I want to become a leader in the field. I want to become a leader in my company or whatever it is that you're doing. And so going to these things, finding the right thing for you is really, really going to be helpful. So I encourage you to really do some self-reflection, have a good understanding of what your personality is, and know, you know, if it's going to an early bird breakfast networking event, great, that's perfect for you. If you're more of a late night person or an evening person who wants to go to a happy hour or something, great. Or maybe a midday one. I know there's some networking events that are even like hiking and doing stuff on the weekend. There's tons of ways to network, but the key is to do it and to know that it's not about ulterior motives. It's about growing as an individual, and it's about developing yourself professionally. So I wish you well, and if there's ever anything I can do to help you, please let me know. So again, thank you for listening, and get out there and network.